AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. After more than 3 days with life at a virtual standstill in the nation's capital and elsewhere up and down the East Coast, the city's hit hard by a massive snowstorm are getting closer to their normal routines. But there's still mounds of snow to clear away. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says crews are clearing streets in order of how much traffic they carry.
We need to get our primary streets and secondary streets as clear as possible before we can get to the tertiary streets, to the smaller streets. And I recognize if it's your street, it's important to you. And if you're not out yet, you're frustrated. And I recognize that.
Schools in his city, as well as in Washington and Baltimore, will be closed again today. So are federal government offices in the D.C. area. The Congressional Budget Office has reduced its sign-up predictions for President Obama's health care law. As we hear from the AP's Ricardo Alonso Zaldivar,
CBO is now expecting fewer people to be signed up this year than it was projecting last year. Last year, the CBO had said about 21 million people would be enrolled on average during 2016, every month of 2016. And this year, they're saying it's going to be about 13 million a month on average.
The Democratic presidential candidates fielded questions from Iowa voters Monday night during a CNN town hall forum. Hillary Clinton says she ignores the attacks of her opponents.
I just keep going forward because there's nothing to it.
Bernie Sanders says there's a good reason why his message has energized voters.
Establishment politics is just not good enough. We need bold changes. We need a political revolution.
And former Governor Martin O'Malley.
I believe that we need to first and foremost remember that our economy is not money. It is people. It is all of our people.
The Iowa caucuses, which kick off the nominating process, are February 1st. This is AP Radio News. Opening statements have been heard in Brooklyn in the trial of a New York City police officer who killed an unarmed black man.
A prosecutor says Officer Peter Liang recklessly fired his gun into a darkened stairwell, and when the bullet hit someone, instead of aiding the victim, he whined about how he could get fired. Liang's defense attorney says the shooting was a terrible accident, that the officer's gun was drawn because he was headed to the roof of a housing project. In her words, the most dangerous place of a dangerous place. Advocates see the manslaughter charges in the 2014 death of Akai Gurley as a justifiable response to police escaping prosecution for the shootings of unarmed black men. Defenders of the officer say Liang's being made a scapegoat. He's expected to testify. Warren Levinson, New York.
Scientists behind a so-called doomsday clock are set to announce today whether civilization is any closer or farther from disaster. The minute hand on the clock reflects how vulnerable the world is to catastrophe from nuclear weapons, climate change, and new technologies. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.